when you talk about economic development of a city or a region, you're talking over a 50-year period. When you look at what's happened in North Dakota, you're talking over a 5-year period.
Asleep again. I live just outside of Aspen, Colorado, and I'm in the middle of my 87th trip.
Citizen, your kingdom please.
We have more traffic here going through 85 than there is on I-90. Now that's just huge.
The waters from your flower buried in the snow.
Well, since the boom started, I'd say our business doubles every year.
The minutes turn to hours, to
this is really becoming a regional play. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that even already when you get out and about, you get to places like Billings and to Rapid City, and you know, Fargo and Grand Forks for sure, but even well beyond into Minnesota.
I think Minneapolis is the biggest winner in this whole deal.
There's no doubt, you nailed it.
You're gonna face some hard times at first, but the rewards are worth it.
Asleep so sound.
The boom that we're seeing in the Bakken is historically unprecedented, and really not just in the district, but nationally as well.
Your kingdom bends.
Williston has taxable sales greater than that of Fargo, North Dakota. So think about the productivity per person mm-hmm. in Williston.
I watch you in your tower.
Nothing but a high school education. They got their DOT license, went out, got hired on with a company, and now they're making triple figures working, you know, 70 hours a week. So it's a great success story for anybody that's got a work ethic.
Turn to gold, gold.
It's unlike anything that I think as a country we've seen since the Industrial Revolution. I mean, that's the type of growth and expansion that's going on and that they're talking about it.
So there's really going to be two phases. The oil itself, once the wells are in place, will produce, you know, anywhere 25, 30, 35 years. Okay, so you'll continue to see production. I think the bigger question is, how long do we see the crazy level of investment on the drilling side?
So you have to be nimble, and what worked in Minneapolis isn't going to necessarily work in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Yes, it was a pretty big deal when we had our groundbreaking. The governor flew in, and we all shoveled dirt. We flew up one day, shoveled dirt, and flew back the next.
So pass the years, and the kingdoms disappeared.
And although it has changed and evolved and morphed and things over the course of time, there's still one thing that I think brings a lot of us back, especially in this part of the country, and that's tradition, that's history, that's where we come from, the lifestyle that a lot of these folks live. Even though there's a lot more people here now, there's still the ranching communities, production agriculture, which is still a big force here in North Dakota and eastern Montana. And I think when you look back to our roots, this is kind of where our roots are.
Depending on my hours, I could be close to 6 figures. There's a lot of guys out there that are doing
what six I'm, figures a year.
A year, yeah. There's a lot of guys that are out there doing that.
Did you ever think in your life that you would have a job in North Dakota without a college education in your mid-30s that you would make 6 figures a year on?
Well, no. I've always dreamt of being a rock star.
It still hasn't turned to gold.
Infrastructure needs, but that we're making the investments in restaurants, in housing, in entertainment, in airports, in, you know, all the things that go to quality of life.
Still hasn't turned to gold.
If you believe in yourself and you believe in your capabilities of really making it happen, you will work as hard as you possibly can to get to where you want. But the fun thing is about when you follow your passions, it really doesn't feel like work.
Oh, Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, The Business of the Bakken, we talk with Tom Ryan of Oppenden. Oppenden has been busy out in the Bakken. This interview is brought to you by The Crude Life. If you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. If you want to make money the crude way, contact The Crude Life. Visit their website at www.thecrudelife.com. And now, back to our Business of the Bakken interview with Tom Ryan of Oppenden.
There's only one place that I could call my home, where the nighttime lights earth and light on the horizon.
Tom Ryan, Oppenden Investment Company.
Oppenden Investment Company. I've been seeing the name Oppenden a lot in the Bakken the last couple of years. Talk to me about, you guys are a Minneapolis company, correct?
That's correct, yep.
Talk to me about why I'm seeing the Oppenden name so much in the media.
Well, we believe in what's going on up here. We think there's some great opportunity, as you know, this convention really is a testament to. We're up here for the opportunity, and you know, we just recently opened a satellite office in Watford City.
Okay.
So,
what are some of the projects you guys have going on here in the Bakken?
Cash Store in Minot, same thing in Stanley, a Holiday Station store, a O'Reilly Auto Parts, Williston, some housing. Watford City, that's probably our most well-known one, with the Cashwise Liquor and Cashwise Grocer with the Outlots, and then Tioga as well. But we're also up here doing some rail facilities for a company called Carbo Ceramics. They're a proppant. I'm sure everyone up here is familiar with all that stuff. So
you're familiar with the company, too.
Yeah, if you're down in Minneapolis, you have to explain to them exactly what all that is, but up here everybody knows about that. So, and then some residential as well. So two apartment complexes in Williston, like I said, and then two more. We just opened our second one in Watford City.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tom Ryan of Oppenden, or to listen to other Business of the Bakken interviews, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken will be on this radio station every week at this time. For past shows, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com or subscribe to our iTunes podcast. In addition to Building the Bakken Radio, I'm also a featured columnist and featured writer for a variety of publications across the United States. From the Bakken Breakout Magazine to the Oil Man out of Norman, Oklahoma, Building the Bakken print articles can be found throughout the United States. If you visit our website, Building the Bakken, we have those print articles archived online with links to the respective publications to where they were published. And don't forget to sign up for our Building the Bakken newsletter. Original news only once a week. That's the Building the Bakken newsletter. Sign up today. And one last time, I'd like to thank our sponsors for today's program, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. MBI Energy Services, Montana Rig Mat, the original rig mat company of Montana. Better mats, better prices. Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. And The Crude Life. When you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. www.thecrudelife.com. Once again, we'd like to thank our sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Montana Rig Mat, and The Crude Life, for allowing this educational and informational program to happen. From the staff at Building the Bakken, we're asking you to make it a safe and sensational day. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you for listening to Building the Bakken.
And every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. I'll take a job and find a wife and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted to the motion. and the freedom that my selfish solitude provides. And I'd hate to